This is Kelly Blewett. Fans of Amy Bloom's work often appreciate her use of words and lyrical phrases. In her short story, Love is Not a Pie, for instance, Bloom's evocative title conveys the story's central theme. Love cannot be divided and consumed like, say, a pie. It's never all gone, Bloom suggests. By loving, one creates more love. Which sounds well and good until you realize she's using the metaphor to explain and rationalize a woman's decision to have an extramarital affair. Still, if you are stirred by gorgeous prose and unoffended by unorthodox ideas, be sure to pick up a copy of Bloom's latest release, Lucky Us. The protagonist of this novel is the unassuming Eva, a young girl buttressed about by the winds of chance in the early 1940s. She stays close to her half-sister Iris, and the two make an unlikely journey to the steamy world of pre-war Hollywood, and then, after that life falls apart, back to the East Coast. Bloom has referred to this era as a, quote, broad-shouldered, red-lipsticked, end quote, time, and you will be delighted to see how her impressions play out in this delicious story, which follows Eva from her uncertain beginnings through glorious adulthood. Eva is a complex and hilarious character. Shy and pragmatic, logical and bright, she nonetheless finds herself running a business reading tarot cards for clients. Bloom makes her excruciatingly honest and delightfully transparent. Consider this passage, which recounts an adolescent Eva posing before a mirror. Quote, I wanted to get on with my tarot cards. I had 7 clients now, and my makeup and my daily readings about the war, and above all, my limitless fascination with my body, which was changing every minute. I balanced on the edge of the tub to study myself in the steamy bathroom mirror. Pin-up girl, mystery woman, farmer's daughter. I could spend an hour examining my underarms and elbows, and another hour on my eyebrows. Shape-shifting from one identity to another, or, as Eva puts it, farmer's daughter to pin-up girl, undergirds much of the book's plot, which follows a motley cast of characters through the spectacular confusion and disarray of the 40s. Lives are shaped by chance encounters. People pursue love and sex in the midst of impossible odds and circumstances can and do change in an instant. Through it all, though, there is something of a solid self, which Eva refers to as, quote, the red cul-de-sac at the bottom of my heart, end quote. You will find yourself cheering for her to find a lucky set of cards and to embrace them with that whole glorious heart, and you will not be disappointed. For Around Cincinnati, this is Kelly Blewett.